各位亲爱的朋友们，欢迎来到早间课堂抛招接招小节目，我是 Julie。 我们和人交往常用到嘴巴说话，用言语和别人进行交流沟通。如果只是我们上回提到的点头之交的人聊天，就只是说些寒暄之言，说些不涉及对方隐私或一些敏感性话题的话。那么即使不是点头之交的人，在一起也熟悉一段时间了，可是还未达到亲密无间的程度，我们就不会把内心的酸甜苦辣或是深层次不同于他人的思想和别人进行倾诉或交流，只是闲扯随聊些东西。那么今天我要抛出的招，就是说人际交往中 interpersonal communication 中的闲扯随聊是什么呢？我们还是先来听两个句子。
On Friday nights, I usually go to a movie, but it was raining so hard last night, I just stayed in the dorm to sit around and shoot the breeze with a couple of friends.
Joe, do you want to come along to meet Mike and Bob at the coffee shop? We can shoot the breeze for an hour or two about that great basketball game last night, and relax.Before we have to study for that big test in economics tomorrow.
在我们刚才听到的两个例句中，我们都可以听到同一个词语 shoot the breeze. Shoot the breeze. 短语中 shoot, it is spelled as shoot, 是射击的意思。Breeze, it is spelled as breeze, 是微风的意思。Shoot breeze, 字面意思是射击微风，当然不是这个意思。作为习惯用语， shoot breeze 的意思是 to chat casually and without purpose or talk in a relaxed way about things that are not important.意思是闲聊、随聊，指的是闲来没事谈天说地打发时间。要表述闲聊的内容，则在短语的后面加上介词 about， 即 shoot the breeze about something。 下面我们回到刚才听到的例句中来看看它们的意思，体会这个习语的意思。
On Friday nights, I usually go to a movie, but it was raining so hard last night, I just stayed in the dorm to sit around and shoot the breeze with a couple of friends.
这句话的意思是，我们通常在星期五晚上看电影，可是昨天晚上雨下得很大，所以我们就得待在宿舍里和几个朋友一起聊天。在这一个句子中，我们要注意以下四个短语。第一个是 On Friday nights， On Friday nights， 在星期五晚上，大家都觉得很熟悉了，为什么 Julia 要拿出来说呢？我们仔细看一下 night这个名词后面多了一个什么？多了一个 s 这个小尾巴，我们不要把它遗忘了，因为句子中是指经常在星期五的晚上。第二个短语 go to a movie， go to a movie 意思是看电影。那么看电影我们还有更多的表达，例如 go to the picture，Go to the cinema, see a movie, and so on. 第三个短语是 sit around, sit around, 意思是坐着没事干，呆坐着无所事事。这个短语非常的有用。我们来看下面的两个例句。You are not paid to sit around doing nothing. You are not paid to sit around doing nothing. 花钱雇你来可不是让你坐着不干活的。Why should you sit around being lazy all day while I'm stuck in here working my fingers to the bone? Why should you sit around being lazy all day while I'm stuck in here working my fingers to the bone? 我守在这里拼命干活，为什么你该整天闲着坐着无所事事呢？这个句子中 ,stuckin, stuck in, stuck in 这个短语是忙碌的、专心致志的意思。那么在这个句子中呢，又出现了一个习惯用语 ,work one's fingers to the bone, work one's fingers to the bone, 它比喻长时间的辛苦劳作。最后一个短语 a couple of 意思是几个。我们来听第二个句子。
Joe, do you want to come along to meet Mike and Bob at the coffee shop? We can shoot the breeze for an hour or two about that great basketball game last night and relax before we have to study for that big test in economics tomorrow.
这句话的意思是 Joe,你要不要一起去咖啡馆跟 Mike 和 Bob 碰个头？我们可以悠闲地聊上一两个小时，谈谈昨晚那场精彩的篮球赛，在我们不得不准备明天的经济学大考之前，先轻松一下。It is a long sentence. 那么我们要注意以下三个要点。第一，是一个非常有用的词 ,come along.C-O-M-E-A-L-O-N-G Come along 它有很多很多的意思，在本句中是一到来一起来的意思。再如 I hope you will come along with us on Chinese representation 我希望你们在中国代表权问题上跟我们共同行动。那么它还有如下意思，出现、发生、进步、进展，还有催促某人为快点呢。第二，注意下面这个短语的语序 shoot the breeze for some time about something 闲聊什么东西，聊多久，注意闲聊的时长放在闲聊的事情的前面。第三，我们都知道考试Test, examination. 那么我们要说是某科目的考试呢？我们用介词 in. Test in. 例如英语考试 Test in English. Examination in English. Study for the test. 可以译为复习。下面我们通过更多的例句来熟悉这个习语的意思以及运用这个习语。Say, Bill, how about coming back to my room after class? I'll get a couple of cold soda and we'll shoot breeze for a while. Say, Bill, how about coming back to my room after class?I'll get a couple of cold sodas and we'll shoot breeze for a while. 喂 ,Bill, 上完课你到我宿舍去吧，我去买两瓶汽水，咱们聊会儿天你看如何。He used to come in and do nothing but shoot breeze for 40 minutes. He used to come in and do nothing but shoot breeze for 40 minutes. 他一来往往啥事儿也不干，先闲聊上40分钟。Mary likes to shoot breeze on the phone. Mary likes to shoot breeze on the phone. Mary 是个煲电话粥的人。Hank and his pals spent a lot of time drinking beers, shooting the breeze, and thinking about girls. Hank and his pals spent a lot of time drinking beer, shooting the breeze, and thinking about girls. Hank 和他的狗肉朋友们成天喝酒聊天，而且还想着玩女孩子。好，亲爱的朋友们，我们今天的这招说 interpersonal communication， 今天的这招说人际交往是 shoot the breeze， 我们在人际交往中和别人闲聊随聊，这种闲聊随聊指的是没事打发消磨时间的聊天。下回您将接到的招跟今天的招的意思是一模一样的，但是只是出现的时间不一样，那么是什么呢？敬请关注下期节目。好，朋友们，我们下期再见。I got my best friend, baby, and I'm ready to go. Look at my life.